All right, Brooke, you're going for 3 wins in a row today.
All right, and let's do it.
Your work cut out for you.
Why do you always say that?
Well, because this is a rematch today with Lisa from Lacey.
All right.
Hello, Lisa from Lacey.
I do appreciate the alliteration in your name, Lisa from Lacey.
Good morning, Brooke.
Oh. You must have won last time. I can hear it in your voice, Lisa.
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah. I got this one, though. I feel confident this morning.
You do? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is it something you ate for breakfast or, you know, what's giving you that boost?
I got my coffee in my hand and headed into work.
Okay.
All right. Motivation and caffeine.
All right. Okay, Brooke, let's get you out of the studio.
Take Lisa down.
Okay.
not today.
Ooh, she says not today, Brooke.
Whatever, Lisa.
All right. Brooke's out of the studio. Lisa, you know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, your time starts now. Halloween is the first, second, or third biggest commercial holiday in America?
Third.
The price of a hot dog at Costco hasn't changed since 1985. How much does one cost?
$1.59.
Sir Mix-a-Lot's famous song about his love for the female backside is called what?
Oh, shoot. Booty. Can't pass.
How many eyes does a bee have?
2.
All right. We got that in. Let's bring Brooke back into the studio. And Lisa, it says your interesting fact about yourself is that you love to play Bunko. What's Bunko?
It's a dice game. You get together with a couple girls or a couple people. It's really fun.
Isn't it like the new bridge?
Something like that.
All right.
Oh,
interesting.
No. Lisa, you have a gambling addiction.
Sounds like legal gambling to me.
She's running dice in the back alley, isn't
she?
That's why she needed to play Win Brooks Bucks to get some more money. She lost it on a Bunko game.
Always looking for that cash.
Downward spiral.
Yeah.
All right, Brooke, it's your turn. You ready?
Yep.
Your time starts now. Halloween is the first, second, or third biggest commercial holiday in America.
Second.
The price of a hot dog at Costco hasn't changed since 1985. How much does one cost? Sir Mix-a-Lot's famous song about his love for the female backside is called what?
Baby Got Back.
How many eyes does a bee have?
6.
Impossible is nothing is the slogan for what shoe company?
Adidas.
The diaphragm is a muscle located where on the human body?
Your diaphragm's like in your abdomen region. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Is that your answer?
Yeah, that's
abdomen
my...
region?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Let's go to the scoreboard and find out how you guys did with Jose.
Dumb question.
I liked you better when you were drinking.
Bolaños.
Lisa, you got 0 correct.
Oh, Lisa.
Probably thinking about Bunko the whole time.
Yeah, but you got that good coffee, girl.
Yeah, she does. And Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You got 4 correct.
Good job, Brooke.
All right.
I have a feeling you didn't give me abdomen region.
No. We're not giving you that. Let's go over the answers, though. Halloween is the second biggest commercial holiday in America. Christmas is first. The price of a hot dog at Costco hasn't changed since 1985. It costs $1.50.
Oh, come on, Lisa. How'd you not know
that? She said $1.59.
Oh.
I was including tax.
She knows exactly what it
That's
costs.
That's right. Sir Mix-a-Lot's famous song about his love for the female backside. What's that called, Lisa, again?
What'd she say?
She said like booty roll something.
Booty.
What?
It's Baby Got Back.
It's called Baby Got Back.
People constantly call it I Like Big Butts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what it's called.
Yep.
There's 5 eyes on a bee.
Oh, okay.
2 large compound ones, 3 smaller ones in the center. Impossible is nothing is the slogan for Adidas, and the diaphragm is a muscle located in the chest.
Yes.
It's up higher than my heart?
No.
It's below my heart.
It's
yes.
Technically on
but
your
it's,
chest.
But it's where
you.
It's like at the
in between my belly button and my heart.
You Google it.
Yeah.
I pointed. That doesn't count on the radio.
No.
Point.
Verbal answers. Anyway, Lisa, I'm sorry, no cash today, but just for playing, you won a $20 gift card to Ivers, where you can get top-notch fish and chips, of course, their famous clam chowder, or do what Brooke does. Instead of getting tartar sauce, she brings her own homemade barbecue sauce, and then she dips her fish in it and yells, "I call it barbar sauce, like tartar, but barbar."
Get it?
And then she laughs uncontrollably while she eats 5 pounds of fish with barbecue sauce.
Rhino, bro.
Hey, you know.
Barbersaw.
So you enjoy that, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right.
He's like, I think.
Yeah. We'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.